certain parts of residential Weatherfield. Annie had wondered whether there could be any more bombs left in the Germans' arsenal to be dropped on Britain. But the air raid precaution wardens had warned people to be vigilant, because there could still be the occasional air raid even though the Blitz was over. Their advice was to flee to the shelters at the first signs of danger. Annie dreaded the thought of being woken up by the wail of air raid sirens and having to rush to get dressed and make herself presentable. Regardless of the fact that they were encouraged to leave immediately the siren sounded and not wait to gather any belongings, she certainly didn't like being bullied by one of the ARPs or the fire wardens into having to seek cover without checking first whether she was decent enough to be seen in public. Annie was thankful she at least had her own cellar, where she and any of the staff and customers could flee to whenever necessary. She could not imagine having to run with her two little ones down the street, where she would be crammed together with all the neighbourhood hoi polloi who were seeking shelter in the basement of the Mission of Glad Tidings. Even the thought of having to rub shoulders, quite literally, with all those people was more than she could bear.